www.radio.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Nielsen, to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report with Big Al, Jeff Dice, and Corey Fleck. We've had some really, really interesting things going on in the political world. We've had some really interesting things going on in the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average is doing very, very well, as you are all aware. By that, I mean the conventional stocks. Precious metals aren't doing so good. We're down in the 1500s. My portfolio, in terms of the resource sector, is, I would say, about 70% of the stocks are getting absolutely decimated right now, and that makes me very, very unhappy, obviously. It would seem that most of what we talk about in this program vis-a-vis the resource sector really doesn't seem to be happening right now. Is it over for good? I don't know. I don't think it's over for good, because I think that from a fundamental standpoint, the hard asset sector is going to come back in spades. But, you know, that's only my opinion. Rick Ackerman is an absolute genius when it comes to technical analysis. Let's get his view on it. Rick, are we done?
I think the problem is that even though gold has become a popular hedge around the world for, among others, the citizens of China, Russia, Brazil, India, the popular fancy has not yet swung to such an extreme that we see all these junior miners getting floated higher. I think there's obviously great value in these stocks, and we keep saying that as they've come down, but I don't see a major low in gold right now. I think that physical gold, COMEX contracts, could hold their own here, and the mining stock could still shrink a little bit further. And just by a little bit, I mean a little bit literally. I've got a target in GDXJ, that's the junior miners vector, mm-hmm. 1315, and I put that target out quite a while ago. The stock has been as low as high 14s, so we're just about there.
From a fundamental standpoint, and I hate to keep repeating myself, but I simply don't understand what's going on, Rick. It doesn't make any sense, because the U.S. economy and the Western economies are disseminated. They've been getting disseminated for quite some time right now. Historically, people have gone to precious metals, and when people go to precious metals, obviously, that increases the price, whether you're talking gold, silver, what have you. And obviously, the runoff has a tendency to spill over into the mining stocks. That isn't even close to going on right now, although I will say that the quality stocks that we own don't concern me a bit, and I think that they're going to do just fine. I still maintain that we're going to have another scenario like we had in 2008 and 2009, and then a boom in 2010. I think that's going to go on, but I'll tell you, the market right now is certainly not for the faint of heart. Would you agree?
Absolutely. There's a great book, probably out of print, but it was by Martin Sosnoff, a columnist for Forbes, and it was called Humble on Wall Street, and it talks in 12 chapters, different anecdotes, about how various investors knew everything there was to know about these particular companies, but that the companies didn't do what they expected them to do. So there is always this gap between what a stock should be doing and when it dawns on investors that that is, you know, the fact of it. So I think there is that gap right now in the mining stocks. They're great values, but that's currently lost on investors.
I think there are great values out there, but I think you have to really be very, very careful, Rick, in terms of separating the wheat from the chaff. Here I have to agree with you know, our colleague John Kaiser. Some of the mining companies out there right now, they almost really shouldn't be publicly traded companies. For the most part, they don't have enough capital to keep going for any length of time without financing. Financing causes a huge amount of dilution. And when you have a situation like that, I think when you have a company that is on the ropes financially, when you have a company that needs to, at these prices, dilute significantly in order to stay in business, I think that's the kind of company you want to stay away from as an investor.
Well, that was a point that was emphasized at the Hard Asset Conference in San Francisco by a couple of the panelists, you know, the mm-hmm. idea that they're on top of the stocks that can essentially get through this difficult period, that they've
right.
got cash and they've got some borrowing power. And it's kind of pointing the way as to what's going to happen. You know, if you stick with the absolute quality stocks, the very best of the best,
mm-hmm.
then they're going to be the first ones to make the turn. But we won't see a lot of these other juniors move until something like a mania takes place in the bullion world.
We're going to examine every one of our sponsor companies, and we're going to give some very, very straight answers to, I know, a lot of questions that investors or potential investors would have. I think that we owe it to our listeners to do that. Now, in terms of the other issue, and that is what's going on in the conventional stock market right now, I think for people who are invested in the conventional market, vis-a-vis mutual funds in the Dow, you know, involving Dow companies, et cetera, boy, at this point in time, I would stay on the sidelines and keep my powder dry. In the case of the resource companies, I would take a real hard look at every company that I'm invested in, and I think that decisions have to be made whether or not you want to stay invested in those companies or significantly decrease your position. And then in the future, at these prices, if you want to stay in that sector, and I'm certainly in the camp of people, Rick, who want to stay in the sector, I think it would pay to sell now and buy at lower prices, particularly with those companies that, you know, where you're down 40, 50, 60%. You think I'm nuts?
Well, you have to take a couple steps back and look at your own thought process there. You know, you probably would have said a few years ago that if I get to the point where I'm so despairing that I want to blow these stocks out, it's probably the bottom.
Right.
And I think we're somewhere near the bottom, but obviously it's very painful to have held on that long and decide that you're, you know, you've just had enough and put yourself in the category of timer. You know, you're going to let them go now and try to buy them back lower.
Right.
And of course, you'll feel even worse. You'll kick yourself if they turn here and you're out of the stocks, because you absolutely know that when the turn comes, it's going to be so violent, these stocks are going to take off so powerfully that you won't even be able to act. You won't even be able to execute your plan, which is, you know, I'll get back in when these stocks start to move. That first move is going to be gigantic.
Rick, what are you telling your subscribers they ought to be doing at this point in time?
You know, we've been bottom fishing. My style is a little bit different. We're not buy and hold traders or investors. We simply, in the case of GDXJ, for instance, we've nibbled on the way down,
mm-hmm.
but we don't stick with it. We'll maybe take 5 or 6 cents going against us and bail out, and we'll keep
right.
looking for a bottom. So we're really sort of timing on the hourly charts there to avoid getting hurt. The bigger picture, I just see bullion in a range for maybe the next year even,
mm-hmm.
Within a pennant formation that we've talked about. In fact, today's low, almost to the dime, was on that trend line. So we're going to
yeah.
get a bounce somewhere around here, and we can only hope that this pennant holds.
You have to really use a rifle approach at this moment in time. You can't use a shotgun approach. As Rick Rule says, and was on record as saying back at the PDAC, you can only invest in companies that truly have an asset, and part of that asset has to include capital at this point.
Well, you know, as far as using that rifle approach, I can't think of anyone who's got better aim than Rick Rule.
Right.
But you recall at the conference when they were talking about cash being the number one thing you want to look at.
Right.
But when you size up these companies, the number one pick of three of the panelists was Altius Minerals, symbol ATUSF.
Right.
And since then, you know, the stock kind of blew up. It was trading around $10 in November around at the conference. And it blew up to a recent high of close to $13.
Right.
It's come down real hard since then. So this was
mm-hmm.
the quality of the quality, and it had kind of a blow-off here, and it's back kind of in a funk.
Well, there you have it. Rick, thanks so much for taking some time. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in to this weekend show with a special host, myself, Corey Fleck. Thank you all for joining me. Today I am joined by President and CEO of Orex Minerals and Orco Silver, Gary Cope. Now, Gary and I were just at the PDAC in Toronto, Canada, one of the world's largest mining shows, and listening back to an audio I did on Thursday, I believe, I talked a lot about how the market, or it seemed like the CEOs and presidents of companies were just giving up. They were blaming everything on the market, and a depressed stock price was simply just a function of this downwards market. I wanted to bring Gary on because if you look at his two companies over the past 6 months, Oryx is holding its price at right around 50 cents, and Orco has been up from one takeout offer and then a superior proposal coming right after that. Gary, to start it all off, how long do you see this slow market continuing for in the precious metals?
Well, I don't know how long it's going to last, Corey, but it's certainly you can't just sit back and say, you know, the world is ending and we're just going to sit and wait, because you don't know how long it's going to be. So, well, you know, you have to be proactive. If you need to raise money, you have to be very proactive. And you have to be out talking to people and extolling the virtues of your projects.
Well, that's a very good point, that you need to be out talking to people. And raising money is simply something that we have to do in this industry. And you guys in Oryx raised money, I believe, under 6 months ago, right at the price that it is now. A lot of the deals that I've come across over the last 6 months have dropped severely. What do you attribute to this continued, I consider it success, because the stock hasn't gone down in Oryx and Orco?
Well, in the case of Orco, we made a major discovery. We marketed the project very aggressively with the mining companies we wanted involved. And it came ultimately to a very successful conclusion for the Orco shareholders with Coeur d'Alene buying the project. With Oryx, we've got that track record behind us, and we are raising money again now. We're trying to raise a lot of money in this market. And, you know, our impression of going out and talking to people is there's lots of money on the sidelines with these funds. Sure, some of them are hurting, but they're still looking for a really good deal, and there's a lot of them out there right now when you look at valuations. So you've got to be very, very positive on what you're trying to do and your message you're getting across, and that you're still open for business, and that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Well, that's a good point, that you are still open for business. It seems like we touched on earlier, too many of these companies are simply saying, it's a bad market, that's why our stock's down. When I think that that's not necessarily the case, it's because these companies aren't doing anything. They've cut off all drill programs and everything. And I think that sit on the sidelines just isn't going to work, because investors really get bored of the story. Can you think of other things that companies can do or that you guys have done that keeps an interest in the story?
Well, I mean, you're right. Interest is generated by news. And if you're sitting doing nothing, you're not generating any news, your shareholders are going to get bored and grow tired of waiting. And I accept the fact that it's difficult to raise money, which generates news, but money is out there. The good projects are getting noticed and are getting funded. And as long as you take the positive attitude and you're willing to go out there and work twice as hard, see twice as many people, you know, you're going to have a success if you've got a project that warrants it. And that's what we're doing. We've got three projects now in Oryx. All of them we think are superior projects. And we got a tremendous response through Europe and New York and the West Coast of the U.S. when we brought these to potential investors. So, you know, I'm with you. I don't buy the market is the end all. I mean, it's just a matter of perception, and you got to work harder.
Look, the market is a factor in all this. It's not a good market. Companies are having trouble raising money. But as you said, there's money on the sidelines to start up drill programs. I don't think you need to do the massive programs that companies were doing when we were in a really, really hot market. However, sitting on the sidelines just isn't going to cut it. And touching on a general consensus from PDAC last week, was a lot of people are saying this market needs a big discovery to turn it all around. But that's tough to do when no one is exploring, right, Gary?
Well, it is tough, and yes, that would help. But, you know, markets are markets. They're all in cycles, and anybody who's been in this market for as long as I have knows that, you know, things are going to change. So you just have to go about your business, and it'll come, and you want to be ready when it comes. In our case, you know, we're not going to go out and do a 20,000-meter drill program. We're going to go down and, again, keep drilling on priority targets that we think will produce the results. So you know, it's we're at a time where it's actually good. The weak companies are going to drop off. Companies that have, you know, a very slim chance of any success, those companies are going to be gone, and the good companies like ours will get more attention. And it's not a bad time for the good companies. This is actually a good process for us.
Yeah, so you do see this general consolidation of companies and even properties into better management teams or more cohesive management teams as a good thing for not
yeah.
only the companies but also the investors?
Absolutely. The analysts will be able to focus on the quality companies. There'll be less companies being written up, certainly less news coming out overall, and the good companies will, you know, rise to the top and get the attention. And that's what we ask for. We want people to pay attention to us.
And what do you think really makes some of these good companies, or what people should really look out for when they're looking at really depressed prices all across the board?
Well, a company that's able to finance, one. A company that has a track record of good management and success. A company that you know, is not in a jurisdiction that's a huge high risk. You know, it's just good business practices. Look for companies with really good business practices and track record.
Yeah, so it really does all just come back to management and the properties that are somewhat drilled out. Do you think it's good for some of these companies that have properties that have kind of laid dormant for a little while that they go out and acquire other properties if they can, or possibly even JV some of these things?
Well, it's a buyer's market out there right now. And there are companies with very good quality projects that have not been able to raise money for whatever reason. And they are out there right now for the companies that want to go on the acquisition. There's a lot of deals out there to be made right now on good quality projects for not a lot of money.
Yeah, no, you're right. We're seeing deals coming across a lot of companies' desks, and it's going to be just a matter of time before these other companies are running out of money, as we've heard many, many times leading up to this. Gary, thanks so much for joining me. Everybody, check out Oryx Minerals and Orco Silver. Click on the banner ad on the right-hand side of our page, the KE Report, and stay tuned for the next segment. Gary, thanks again for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We are in the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, and this is your host, Jeff Dice, talking to Big Al today on a subject which he already introduced earlier last week, which is namely the seemingly divisive nature of our politics and our media today. Al seems to be particularly engrossed with the subject, and I think, Al, in part, it's because with this bad back you've been having lately, you've been spending more time in front of the TV and the media outlets than usual instead of out on the golf course, so I'm afraid you're not your usual cheery self, big guy.
Well, you know, I really am. Yeah, my back hurts, but that's not the subject of this show, thank God. No, I've been spending a lot of time on the Internet. I've been spending a lot of time watching both sides of this question on television, whether it's MSNBC or whether it's Fox. And, you know, what really, really bothers me, Jeff, is something I learned from you a lot of years ago, is we got a lot of real serious problems in this country. And those serious problems, for God's sakes, really don't include the issues that are causing this divisiveness. I mean, I hate to say it, but the issue of gay marriage is not that important. I mean, if you believe in it, that's great. If you don't believe in it, that's great too. But gay marriage is not going to make our country great. It's not going to make our country weak. It's just kind of a secondary issue. Same with abortion. I mean, it's the same thing. And the media are, they're focusing on very emotional issues. Focusing on these very emotional issues are causing what I feel is dangerous divisiveness in this country. And you know what, man? I don't have any time for that. As Paul Van Eden said in an earlier interview that I did, that I think we did about a week ago with him, is he said, you know, just accept reality for what it is. The United States is a democracy. You know, if the majority is in favor of something, roll with it. Go with it. But be very aware of what's going on, be very nimble, and be willing to change your actions accordingly. But God darn it, let's not get crazy about issues that really aren't, in my opinion, at the very nature of the survivability of this country. What are your thoughts on that, Jeff?
Now, I would agree with Paul to the extent that as an investor, one should do that and one should roll with reality, so to speak. I have to disagree slightly in the sense that I think we're a republic, not a democracy. I think there's certain constitutional limitations to what government ought to be doing or ought not to be doing. But, you know, look, you're absolutely right. We're talking about gay marriage. We're talking about, divisiveness, when in reality what we need to be doing is focusing on debt and the dollar and unwinding all the debt all the bad debt that's still sitting on the balance sheets of American banks. I mean, unless and until we do that, until we flush all the bad, toxic debt out of the system that the Fed created and all the malinvestment it created and all the inflation it's going to create, monetary inflation, is already occurred, of course, but I mean price inflation that's coming. Until we do that, we can't build a house because there's no foundation. So that's absolutely job one. And I don't think most Americans, really get that or see that as a political issue. That to them, the debt and what the Fed does is really vague and kind of a problem for future generations. And Al, to some extent, maybe that's because, people have been talking about debt for the last 30 years, and yet somehow we still seem to be able to keep, for the most part, our material well-being. But, we're running out of time with the dollar, and it's frustrating to see the political landscape, completely ignoring what I would say, anyway, in my opinion, the number one problem facing us.
I think the reason that that's happening, Jeff, I don't want to be demeaning of any particular group of people, and in this case, I think that group of people represents, to me, got nothing to do with race, got nothing to do with religion, got nothing to do with much of anything. It has everything to do with the fact that most people, either because they're breaking their backs to support their families and they don't have time to deal with the big picture, or they're simply not sophisticated enough to deal with the big picture. The fact that people are not aware of the fragileness, for lack of better terms, of our economy, or simply don't care about it, that's what bothers me, Jeff. One of the reasons that I continue to respect your boss as much as I have since I met him back in 05 or 04 or whatever it was, is Ron Paul gets down to the basic issue. That's what this country has to do, and it's not doing it.
Well, it's certainly not doing it in the universe of Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and Huffington Post, and Drudge Report. Increasingly, I guess the adage now is that the media is becoming more and more like a mirror, because we have so many choices and we can select, the media that sort of favors our interests.
I got to disagree with you on one issue. I'm not really sure that it's an accurate mirror of society. I think the media has gone way over the line in terms of dealing with emotional issues that basically allow it to provide more revenues in terms of advertising. I've seen a lot of selfishness out there, and Jeff, that's not what made our country great.
Yeah, it's true. They have to sell ad time, and they have to sell it 24/7. I mean, they have to manufacture news if there isn't any news. And, maybe as investors and as human beings, it gives us a skewed perspective of the world. Because, let's say 100 years ago, you simply weren't aware of all the trouble in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, the world was also less interconnected. But today, if something bad is going on in Africa or Asia or India or wherever, we know about it. The same thing goes for markets. And I really think there's a phenomenon where too much information actually makes us shut down as opposed to being better investors. It actually can make us worse investors because we're considering too much and we get lost in the individual trees and we forget the forest.
And I think that's the point. I think that one of the reasons that we are becoming perhaps less effective as investors is we're getting too damn emotional. And we're getting too emotional because the media, I think, for lack of better terms, is pushing us in that direction. I got to tell you, the issue, in my opinion, right now has absolutely nothing to do with what particular side of the aisle you're on. I think there are some tremendous shortcomings to both parties. And again, that's what Ron was trying to solve. And unfortunately, both the parties, whether you're talking about the R's or the D's, did a very, very effective job at shutting this guy down. And I feel badly about that.
Well, it had to happen. I mean, it's been coming for a long time. And part of the reason that we care so much more about government than maybe we did 30 years ago is because government's so much bigger and it controls so much more of our economy, especially through the Fed, or the quasi-governmental Fed. So, you know, there's a, I guess in a sense it's rational for us to be so focused. But I'm convinced that there's a silver lining to all this, even if it's 10 or 20 years down the road, and that is that when people start to lose faith in government and when they start to lose faith in politicians, you know, they have no choice but to turn to markets and civil society, which from my perspective is what, you know, a healthy functioning society ought to be based around anyway. So, you know, governments come and go, and their legitimacy can wane pretty quickly once the Social Security checks, you know, start bouncing or whatever it may be down the road. So, you know, I mean, from a libertarian perspective, I'm cautiously optimistic that, you know, if nothing else is getting folks to question government and politicians.
It is, but those of us who are questioning government and those of, and again, I want to stress, I mean government in a macro sense. I don't mean just one portion of government. I mean all of government. Unfortunately, I think that people like yourself and myself, and certainly the listeners to this particular program, are in the far, far minority, for lack of better terms. Most people at this point in time either aren't sophisticated enough to realize that we have a problem, either that or they simply don't care because they're working their tails off to try and make things work for them, themselves, and their family. Jeff, we need to take a break for a commercial here real quick, but what I'd like to do in the next segment is I'd really like to talk about what can we and our listeners do to make things better.
Good idea, Al. Folks, we will be right back with you after this commercial. Please stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Folks, welcome back. We are going to wrap up the first hour of the weekend Corlin Economics Report show. Jeff Deist with Big Al here, and Al continues on his magical mystery tour. Started in Palm Springs, went to Oceanside, California, and somewhere in between there, something bad happened to his back, and so it was supposed to be a golf odyssey in warm Southern California to get him out of rainy Northern Washington. It instead turned into a long stretch of trying to find doctors who will prescribe him what he needs to get him through this. But Al, with that being said, we're all hoping that this thing clears up, and we're back talking about political dysfunction in the sort of in the wake of the sequester business. But, you know, in the last segment, we sort of talked about the problems and the dismal feeling across the land right now. But maybe in this segment, we can talk solutions or what we as individuals in our own small way can do to improve things. Al, what do you think?
Well, I agree with that 100%. And, again, I think we have to realize that the reality of the situation is that most people don't dwell on this particular subject. And those of us, however, who do dwell on this particular subject, I really think we have to begin by, number one, staying very, very well informed. But the next immediate step has to be we need to get the word out, as you and I and Corey try to do on this particular show. We have to encourage our listeners to get fired up and communicate with their elected officials. I think that's definitely the first step. It's easy to throw stones. It's very, very easy. It doesn't take a lot of effort to simply complain, you know, and you know, if you're having cocktails with somebody, or to elicit as much hatred as you can for the other side, people who don't agree with you. But I think we've gotten to the point, Jeff, where what we really have to do is we have to be vocal with our elected officials. Is it going to change things in the short term? Probably not. Take out probably. It's not going to change things in the short term. But if more of the folks, more of the American citizens, state their views, whatever the heck their views are, I think ultimately we're going to have a movement that's going to grow, Jeff. I really believe that.
Well, look, you won't find too many people more cynical about politics than me, right? I mean, spent years working for Ron Paul, and I've seen, you know, D.C. and Capitol Hill and at least the House of Representatives up close and personal. Okay, sure. That being said, I have no problem with political action if people think that that's the way to affect change. I mean, look, Murray Rothbard, who really was the most influential and certainly most radical Austrian economist of the second half of the 20th century, he was basically an anarchist in his outlook, but yet he still said, look, if you think getting involved, you know, in your local election for dog catcher is going to keep you more free, you know, go by all means do it. And let me give you a real-world example. I mean, we look at the House, we look at the Senate, we think, oh, my gosh, it's just what a mess. How can we ever undo it? Everything moves so slowly. But you know what? In the last few years, the often maligned Tea Party has elected sort of a trio of guys. It's elected Rand Paul from Kentucky. It elected a guy named Mike Lee from Utah, who ousted a very traditional, older, conservative, standard Republican guy named Bennett, Senator Bennett. And they've recently elected this Ted Cruz gentleman from Texas. And these three have gotten together over the past couple of days, well, actually starting today, and they started what could be a very marathon filibuster of this latest, the new CIA nominee from the Obama administration. Why are they doing this? It has nothing to do necessarily with the nominee himself, but rather they're protesting sort of the policies of the Justice Department and their refusal to say whether or not they think drone strikes on U.S. soil are legal. So basically there's this greater political point to be made, which is stopping this encroachment of what I would call a police state in America. And, you know, it took these three new young guys to do it. They're Tea Partiers, I guess, for lack of a better term. And I don't agree with them on everything, and you know, who cares? But, I mean, there's an example of, if we had still had the three older senators that they replaced, you know, this wouldn't be happening. So, you know, look, there are ways to shake things up. There, you know, you're probably going to be more effective on your local level, and certainly your family level. Sure. But, you know, you never know. I mean, there certainly have been periods in history where things looked far more ominous than they do today and were far more uncertain. I mean, my God, look at the Civil War.
Yeah.
Look at the Great Depression. I mean, even World War II, I mean, you know, thousands upon thousands of young men left home to a totally uncertain future. Death, dismemberment, you know, even if they came back, divorce maybe, you know, a loss of earnings and career. I mean, you know, so sometimes we got to kind of look in the mirror here and buck up and say, look, relative to lots of times in history, we got it easy. You know, just go from there. I mean, that's sort of all I can do on a day-to-day basis. And but one thing we do know, the old ancient proverb, right, better to light a candle than curse the darkness.
You know, I had an interesting experience on Wednesday, I'm sorry. My friend Dick and I were going one day in downtown Santa Barbara, interestingly enough, on our way to the art museum, whereas our wives went the other way. And so we had time to just kind of knock around a little bit. And standing in front of the art museum was a retired captain in the Marines. And this fellow was about my age, okay? And he was standing in his uniform in front of the art museum, and he had a very simple sign. And the sign said, "Why don't we stop and think?" Okay? And I introduced myself to the guy, and Dick introduced himself to the guy, and basically we had a very interesting 5 to 10 minute conversation about the irresponsibility that's going on right now on the part of our elected officials on the federal level. And he brought out one thing that was near and dear to his heart, and he said, you know, people aren't aware of the suicide rate of returning veterans from the Middle East. Now, that's something that your boss talked about a lot. He said, if people only realize what the suicide rate is and what the serious medical issues, both physical and mental, that are occurring with some of our veterans, they wouldn't even stop and think about the question of what we're doing on foreign soil. Quite frankly, not for the benefit of the citizens of whatever foreign soil you're talking about, but for the benefit of the United States, the military-industrial complex. That's an issue that needs to be dealt with. We as voters need to let our elected officials know that we don't support that. And if they want to get our vote for re-election, they really better stop and think about it. They really need to stop and think about, why did we go into Iraq? You know, as your boss said, he said, you know, I asked him that question, and Ron said, "You're not very bright, Al." And I said, "Well, thanks for telling me, Congressman. I certainly appreciate that." But he said, we're over there for selfish reasons. It's all about the oil, etc. The tail is definitely wagging the dog right now in terms of what's going on in terms of military action on the part of the United States. That's only one thing, but I think we really, really need to be vocal in that issue because, damn it, we're doing nothing for the United States over there. We're doing everything for, I would have to say, the military-industrial complex, as former President Dwight Eisenhower commented on that. And that's only one issue that we really need to deal with.
Yeah, it's amazing. At least after World War II, the troops were coming home to sort of a robust economy and a very optimistic nation. And then we saw that, you know, how things were after Vietnam and now after Iraq War Round 2. And, boy, the post-traumatic stress and just the stuff that these young men and women are going through and the trillions of dollars we're going to need in terms of VA care over the coming decades for some of these young men and women is really pretty staggering. And, you know, I mean, that's the question you got to ask yourself when it comes to, you know, was it worth it?
You really have to stop and ask yourself that. And, you know, we're worried about the deficit in this country. We're worried about a budget that doesn't exist in this country. We go 500 steps in the direction of solving that, in my humble opinion, if we got out of some of this, some of these foreign engagements that we're involved in and really should not be involved in. Because, quite frankly, we're not even very effective. I mean, look what happened in Libya as an example. You know, we lost the ambassadors. Ambassador lost his life along with some other people because we're just not effective. Why are we wasting our time? You know, I guess what I would have to say, Jeff, doggone it, you know, we have problems that need solving. Rather than complain, we need to get vocal. We need to let our elected officials, as a first step here, we need to let them know that we are absolutely not approving of any of this.
Well, at the end of the day, to have hope, you need to have a positive economy. To have a positive economy, we need capitalism. And to have capitalism, that means that someone actually has to have profits, and those profits have to be reinvested in a way that creates jobs and increases efficiency. And, you know, we can't do it by printing money over at the Fed and creating phony balance sheets on banks, you know, on Fed member banks' balance sheets.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. I'd be really curious to see what you folks think about this. Jeff and I are going to be back for the next hour of the weekend edition of our show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.